Well, Terry Penny, you'll play a major hand in both of the feature races at the Hobart meeting tomorrow, in the Country Oaks final and the Country Derby final. In the Country Oaks, you've got two very impressive heat winners in Miss Roman Nose and Clyde's Angel. Terry, let's first talk about Clyde's Angel. Was very impressive in winning the heat, defeating Break Even. Has she done well since?
She has. She's pulled up well. She doesn't seem to be carrying any soreness. And, I think I've only had her on the lead. A couple of hand slips, and yeah, I think she's well in it.
Well, she's drawn the same box as she drew last week. Actually, both of yours have drawn exactly the same boxes. Clyde's Angels in four and Roman Nose is in five, and they won their heats from those respective boxes. Miss Roman Nose, like Clyde's Angel, won her last three and has been impressive, and she's done okay as well.
She certainly has. Look, I couldn't split them. I'm probably a bit disappointed the fact that they've drawn together. If there is a hiccup in the race, well, it may affect them both. But they did begin well. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and just hoping, like the rest of the people involved, I guess.
Well, their times are 26.03 and 26.04. There's a hundredth of a second between them. Have they always been neck and neck whenever they've sort of run together?
Pretty near all the time. Very, very hard to split them. There has been one beat the other at different times, but I think, Tuesday is certainly going to show the best of either one, but I don't think there's much between them at all, Peter.
All right. Well, we'll go over to the Country Derby, and where Penny's Angel has drawn box eight. Is that a good box for Penny's Angel?
I think it's perfect. He's sometimes he misses it, but he has improved quite a lot. I've done a lot of work at home through the box with him, and he's really turned around, and he's starting to jump a lot better. He does want to get off the track a bit, but the last couple of runs he showed me that he can jump from the inside. I think out in the eight box would be really, really to his liking. So, we'll have to just see what happens.
Well, all of your candidates in the Oaks and your solo in the Derby are all out of the same litter, Collide, Ricky's Angel. Tell us how you came by Ricky's Angel.
Well, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I overheard a conversation that Jacko Hemsley had a brood bitch which was in season at the time, reasonably well bred. Nobody seemed to be greatly interested in taking her, from what I've been told, and I made an offer to him and said, look, I'd be prepared to put her to Clyde, which was quite a good stud dog, and he agreed, and the deal was, of course, a couple of the litter were to go to him, depending on how many pups we had, and that's where we ended up. But
how many pups?
I was fortunate enough to get the bitch. Yes.
Well, how many pups did she have from the litter?
Well, she had six. I returned two of the pups to him.
Yep.
We just drew them out of a hat, and I got the other four. One of the dogs, as you've probably been informed, was Rewind, which was just a real bad kennel dog at the time. Just barked from sun up to sundown, night and day, and I just couldn't keep him quiet. Murray was quite interested in him, and he's apparently settled down with Murray and wishing well with it. Yeah, and it's going quite well. So.
Well, he's in the Derby final as well, so there's two from the litter in the Derby final and two from the litter in the Oaks final, which is not a mean feat, and so they'd be one of the best-performed litters going around at the moment. Terry Penny, thanks very much for your time, and all the best in both of the finals in Hobart tomorrow.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.